I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 11th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will speak to the Quincy City Council on Monday night. Koch will attend the meeting Monday at 6:30 at City Hall to provide an update on the MBTA. Koch has served as chairman of the MBTA Advisory Board since 2011. He's also represented the Advisory Board on the MBTA's Board of Directors since 2021. Koch has said he wants to update the City Council on the many improvements that have taken place along the Red Line that serves Quincy, and also wants to highlight the MBTA's commitment to increasing water transportation. Koch is also expected to be back at the City Council meeting on May 5th to present his proposed budget for the next fiscal year. The City of Quincy wants to go after property owners who have unpaid charges from the Inspectional Services Department and the Health Department. Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve an ordinance that authorizes the city to place liens on property owners who have unpaid local charges or fees that are overdue from the Inspectional Services and Health Departments. The City Council will hear that proposal at their meeting on Monday night. Two brothers have been charged after that investigation into mail theft and identity theft in Quincy. Officials say it is part of a wider-reaching criminal network. Quang Quang Chen and his brother Li Lu Chen, brothers in their 30s, were both arrested on accusations of mail larceny and identity theft after investigators executed a search warrant and recovered about $200,000 worth of checks, as well as stolen mail, credit cards, and other identity documents from their home. Investigators believe they are linked to multiple crimes in the city. Quincy police said the investigation picked up after two reports of credit card fraud of hundreds of dollars at local businesses. Investigators said the suspects in the cases looked very alike. Then there was a report of mail being stolen from homes on Quarry Street. After that, a report of a vehicle stolen from Hertz led investigators to Elmwood Avenue in Wollaston, which led to the warrant. Officials said they anticipate more charges, potentially more people being arrested in the case, describing it as a vast criminal network. The department's working with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service and the Norfolk County DA's office on the case. Check washing, the act of stealing checks, then using the information on them to create fraudulent ones, is a common motivation for mail theft, according to the Postal Service, which says it recovered about $1 billion in fake checks and money orders last year. Both suspects were arraigned in Quincy District Court last week. House Speaker Rahm Mariano of Quincy said yesterday that the House's fiscal year 2026 budget will not raise taxes or fees on residents or businesses in Massachusetts, and that his chamber will focus on the state's affordability crisis this session, including with a new emphasis on how policy impacts energy costs. Mariano promised at a Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce event yesterday that the House Ways and Means budget proposal, expected next week, will continue to fund free school meals for all public school students in Massachusetts, along with another year of meeting the commitment towards the full implementation of the Student Opportunity Act. There has been uncertainty about whether the state would be able to continue to pay for the school meals program, as it is subsidized by federal funds, which may be affected by President Trump's large-scale cuts. The House Speaker railed against Trump in his speech yesterday, heightening rhetoric about the president as budget writers have tried to craft a spending plan while dealing with changing news from D.C. every day. Trump's second term has had a strong emphasis on cutting federal spending and workforce levels, part of an effort his White House says is focused on reducing government waste and fraud. Mariano said Massachusetts stands to lose as much as $15 billion in federal funding. The speaker said the president's executive order targeting offshore wind could also put the Commonwealth's ever-important climate goals out of reach. Still, he said the House would not be distracted by the president and the federal level. The House will vote to establish an internal procedure to better predict the impact that future policy decisions will have on energy costs. Mariano also says they'll take up legislation aimed to bolster access to early college programming for Bay State students. Massachusetts and other U.S. states are challenging the Trump administration's plans to recover $2 billion in pandemic-era education funds intended to improve school facilities and address students' overall health. The Bay State stands to lose $106 million in school funding grants, according to the lawsuit filed by 15 states in the Washington, D.C. area. The Education Department's drastic and abrupt change in position triggered chaos for state education departments and local school districts, according to the lawsuit. Key services for students stand to be disbanded, and employees and contractors will continue to be laid off if the funding isn't restored. In a letter announcing the move, Education Secretary Linda McMahon said funds were intended to be spent by September of last year, and previously granted extensions were reconsidered. Districts had ample time to spend the funds, according to McMahon. In Massachusetts, Springfield was the hardest hit, losing over $47 million in funds, followed by New Bedford at $15 million. Well, a few years ago, the Massachusetts film industry was thriving. An ever-rotating cast of stars, including Ryan Reynolds, Jennifer Lawrence, and Leonardo DiCaprio, was filming projects in downtown Boston. The streaming wars led to a boom in productions statewide. Oscar even came calling. A movie set and filmed here, Coda, won Best Picture in 2022. But the lights aren't shining as often these days. The Hollywood strikes, streamer cutbacks, and the shift of production overseas have all contributed to a major slowdown. Last year saw the fewest movie and TV productions in Massachusetts in more than a decade, with the exception of 2020, when COVID-19 halted work. That's according to data from the Massachusetts Film Office. Jury selection in the retrial of Karen Reed, the woman accused in the death of her police officer boyfriend, continued yesterday, with the court reaching a panel of 16 jurors. Judge Beverly Canoni says the empanelment process would resume on Monday because now she wants a jury of 18 people, including six alternates. As of right now, the jury consists of 8 men and 8 women, including a group of 12 deliberators and 4 alternates. The case will not be in court today. Firefighters worked together to extinguish serious flames at a two-story house in Kingston yesterday. Happened about 10:30 yesterday morning on Reed Street. Within 2 minutes of the report, crews were dispatched on scene and met with heavy flames pouring from the second floor of the home. A resident of the home who reported the fire was able to evacuate prior to first responders arriving. A call for mutual aid was sent out. Crews from Duxbury, Pembroke, and Plymouth responded to the scene. Fire was put out about a half an hour later. Crews remained on scene for most of the day yesterday to investigate. No injuries reported, and investigators believe the cause was accidental. Well, a trivia night fundraiser will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at Cagney's on Washington Street in Quincy Point to benefit the Point Webster Middle School PTO and the 8th grade's end-of-the-year class trip. The tickets will be available at the door. The Southwest Middle School PTO is hosting their third annual Color Fun Run at Kincaid Park today. Students will take laps around the track while teachers shower their student-designed shirts in a rainbow of colored powder dye. The event takes place after students raise funds through their Boosterthon to help bring new programs to the school. The Quincy Fire Department's annual Cure Alzheimer's Fund Night of Bowling will be held tomorrow night, Saturday, from 6 to 10 p.m. at O'Lindy's on Quincy Avenue. Music, raffles, and snacks will be part of the event. Tickets will be available at the door. The Thomas Crane Public Library Genealogy Club presents Irish Chain Migration, Saturday from 2:30 to 3:30 in the community meeting room of the main library in Quincy Center. Pamela Guy Holland will present a free program about the Irish migration to the United States. City of Quincy will hold a dog license and rabies vaccination clinic Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Richard J. Koch Complex on Marymount Parkway. Proof of last rabies shot is required for dogs, and cats will also be vaccinated. Shots and the dog licenses are $10 cash only. Thomas Crane Library will present a Quincy 400 Children's Concert featuring Marsha and the Positrons on Sunday from 3 to 4 at the main library in Quincy Center. That free concert is for children of all ages. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are back in the red. The Dow losing 1,014 points. The NASDAQ down 737. And the S&P lost 188. Asian stocks also sank today after U.S. stocks gave up much of their historic gains from the day before. The yen surged against the U.S. dollar, which also lost value against the euro, and oil is trading at almost $60 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-3 in 10 innings. They are off to Chicago against the White Sox beginning tonight at 7:40. Celtics will be hosting the Hornets tonight at 7:30. The Blackhawks beat the Bruins 5-2. The Bees will be in Pittsburgh against the Penguins Sunday at 3:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Morning rain and snow showers, then cloudy at a high today 46. Or tonight, more showers move in late and a low of 34. For Saturday, a mix of rain and snow showers, windy and raw with a high Saturday, 40 degrees. Scattered showers on Sunday, maybe some clearing late in the day, high Sunday, 48. And Monday, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 62. The marine forecast calls for 1 to 2 foot waves, east wind 5 to 10, becoming 10 to 15 knots later today, and a high tide at 11:28 a.m. Sunrise 6:09, sets at 7:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 11th.